Welcome to the CEN Show, a platform where we learn from the world community. I'm your host, Roski Mascani, and tonight is a very, very special evening. We have been doing this for 5 years total, and we're going to be doing it next week also. So we're five and counting. This is our anniversary show, and we're going to honor our master teacher, Professor Amin Ra. He was our first guest 5 years ago on this day, December 10th. Let me show you a clip. Bear with me. Is it pulled up? There it is. Is the sound shared? Let me share the sound. All right. Pay attention, everybody.
Then at the same time, education plays a very role, especially health education, which really emulates from the home. See, the disorganization and many of the challenges we face is because sometimes the home doesn't see themselves as a military structure of developing your children to deal with the pitfalls that's out there and eating properly and exercising properly and staying in shape, as you know, like you say, you may not be at war, but you're in a war, and it's not necessarily a military war. It's an it's a lifestyle war. What do you do? You say you're black, but what philosophy and what ideology that's black that you follow? What cultural apparatus that you use, that you got from the Africa or the black movement or the black cultural movement that you really practice? Do you practice Malcolm? Do you practice Garvey? Do you know their philosophy? Do you know The Talented Ten by W.E.B. Du Bois? Do you know the Back to Africa by Martin Delaney and all those individuals? Did you really know about Nat Turner and that Nat Turner was a Christian movement? You know, Nat Turner felt that his whole movement was based upon a vision he had that God had talked to him and told him to go and liberate his people. So before Martin Luther King, a Christian movement of nonviolence, there was Nat Turner's confrontational liberation movement that was based upon Christianity. And the same thing with Fannie Lou Hamer, who started who was one of the founders of the Mississippi Freedom Party,
All right. That was Professor Ra 5 years ago this day, and that's amazing. We have a nice turnout this evening, everybody, and what we're gonna do, we're gonna start off this evening with our team. The folks that's been with us since we started. And then after that, we're going to hand it over to Brother Kulumbo, Ra, Omar Montgomery. But before we start all of that, I want you guys to listen to something. Pay really close attention to this, please.
And the truth was whispered, barely seen. They said our stories didn't belong. Try to hush our voices saying we were wrong. But in the back of the room, with a fire inside, walked Professor Rob with his head held high. Said children, knowledge is a nation's soul. If we don't claim our history, we'll never be whole. When the times got rough, when the doors were locked, when the road was tough, they pushed him down, but he rose again. That's why we sing the name Professor. Oh, lift your voice and say, teaching truth to the young and the march through the morning rain. Heart full of courage, fist full of pain. Demanding classrooms where the roots could grow. Where Africa's rhythm had a place to flow. And when the leaders tried to shut it down, Ross spoke loud or wouldn't turn around. Said freedom's not given, it's learned and earned. And a fire for justice can't be overturned. He stood tall with a mighty voice. Showed us knowledge is a people's choice. They try to break him time and again, but you can't shake the soul of Professor Ross. Every class we see
carries dreams of the ones who believe we'd be free.
And the spirit of the fight lives on and on.
Cause the struggle for justice makes the people strong.
Oh, amen, said child, don't you bow your head. The future is bright when the truth is spread. Oh, lift your voice and say, let the drums of our story go once again. From the darkness, from the doubt, came a brand new.
All right, all right. Hope everybody enjoyed that.
Yeah,
we got another one coming at the end. You like that, Rob?
Yeah, that's a Grammy. You got to send me that. I don't know who was singing, but he was blowing, and I liked every word. It was beautiful, man. That's a pleasant surprise. Asante to that, Brother Rasha Key, for putting that together. But tell us who was singing. And where I can get a copy if don't nobody.
Well, you're gonna get a copy from me. That is AI.
Okay. Wow. Boy, you're master that. That's good. Okay.
Well, we got more of that at the end, but since we have all of these people, I want them to everybody I'm gonna name out the team members that are here, and then a few are gonna, you know, we're gonna give Ra his accolades, you know, for all the great work he's been doing all through these years. So I'm just going to name the team members that showed up. We got Tez Jones, we got Brother Hembrick, Linda Shorter, Ernest McBride Jr., Barry Thomas is in all phases, Barry Thomas, and Mashariki, and Brother Ahi, and it's probably a few more on here, but we have a long host of people. So we're gonna start off with Sister Linda Shorter.
Alrighty. Okay, sure. Professor Ra, I'm so excited for you. You know, all these years, over 20 years, but I'm telling you, I'm so excited to be your friend, and I can't wait for the next 20 years what we're gonna be doing together. And congratulations.
All right, Ra, you on mute. You're still on mute.
Just click. All right. Thank you, Linda.
All right. Brother Hembrick?
Yes, sir. Honors and blessings, Brother Ra. I appreciate the long relationship we've had over the years, and for the advice and guidance that you provided. You know, I used to put on, black, episodes at schools around in Compton, and you would always show up, never ask for a nickel, and would always do an outstanding presentation. And I used to love the Saturday things you used to have over at the old library. Anyway, just appreciate what you do. You know, keep on pushing on, and please take care of yourself, because we've got a lot more years to put in. And this is definitely appropriate, and that song was on point there, Rasha Key. All right, I ain't going to talk too much longer. I'm going to let other people talk.
Brother Joe, I want to say Asante to you for giving us the name of our Zoom cast, which is Conscious Corner, and for your mural that was at Centennial talking about unity among people of color, and that's still standing, and the work that you have done in the community and with young people. You've been a major contribution to our movement, focusing on young people, and I really appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. All right, Masariki.
Well, you know, it's such an honor to even be able to participate and be on here with illustrious Amun-Ra. I can't tell you how many people's lives you've touched, including my own. And if nothing else, you made sure that we do know what critical thinking is and to question everything. So I'm happy to be a part of the celebration of your 5 years and all the other celebrations that you've done and the lives that you've touched over the many years that you've been our professor.
Masariki, I believe the children are our future.
That's right.
You used to sing that at all our programs.
That's very true.
I know that. And I deeply appreciate you, Masariki, for being steadfast and being strong and being committed. You and your family, your brother, and just you being there always brought spirit to whatever programs we were having.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Ernest McBride, Jr.
Well, the only thing I can say, that song, that the bits and pieces I could get in there, that fits Dr. Ra to a T even more, because I knew about him, from my dad when he was out at Cal State Long Beach. He was telling me that guy's really shaking that place up, and it's good. That's what they need. So congratulations on the 5 years.
Thank you, Ernest. But your father was one of the most heroic people in Long Beach in the civil rights movement, for creating the NAACP, the Optimist Club. We used to sit in the room with him, and he would always share his wisdom with us in the struggle, and deeply appreciate all of McBride. I mean, y'all are an institution in Long Beach. And they named schools after your dad, recreation centers after your dad, and all kind of other awards your father had received for his contribution to the movement. And Long Beach would not be integrated as much as it is now, liberated from its racist practice, if it wasn't for your dad standing up for us and the McBride family. Thank you again.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Brother Ahi. Is Brother Ahi still? Oh. Where is Brother Ahi? Well, he was here. Hopefully he come back. All right. Brother Barry Thomas. Barry, you still here? Oh, did Barry step away? Well, he must step away. So let me go.
No, I'm here, man.
Oh, okay, Brother Barry.
Yes, sir.
A few words.
Just want to be able to say, hey, amen, congratulations for the 5 years. It's been a liberating journey to be able to figure out ways and people to bring forth the information for the improvement and betterment of our people. And it means an awful lot. And I, for one, am very happy to be able to be a part of, to do whatever little part I can play, and to continue and continuing, you know, being able to be in a position to get the information to our folks. So congratulations on 5 years.
Much too kind. Thanks a lot, Barry. And you're a centerpiece in the movement at Long Beach State and in the community, working with Johnny Cochran and all the Carl Douglas and criminal cases and sports entertainment and things of this nature, brother. And you kept us together. You're always checking on all the people. You got everybody. You call to make sure that we stay connected. That movement in Long Beach with all the sisters and all the BSU presidents and all the people that contributed to the movement. And we really deeply appreciate all your work, brother. Thank you again.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, I'm turning it over to you, Brother Omar.
Brothers and sisters, we are here. And we got the CSULB family here, the Cal State Long Beach JAMA 2 family. And then after that, we'll go to Professor Ra's children to close us out. So with that, there are different eras within the JAMA 2 family. I'm going to try to hear them the way I see them. But if you're in a particular era and I begin to pass, please use the raise hand feature if you want to say a few words to Professor Ra. With that, I will start with our sister, Dr. Rosemarie Allen.
Hey, everybody. Well, you know, I'm of the era, the late 70s to the early 80s, and came on campus as a 17-year-old and exposed to Ra, and it was life-changing. Life-changing. So I'm just one of the few. And what I just want to highlight is not only did you touch the lives of your students, but also the lives of their offspring. So what you've done is really change generations, impact generations. My son is because I am, and I am because you are. And since your retirement here, these 5 years on the podcast, just continuing to do what you do. And to do it very well, continuing to educate us, to bringing in amazing speakers, bringing in somebody like my son to speak. So you just continue to touch lives, to change lives, and change in the world one person at a time. And I know that sounds, you know, kind of cliquish, but it's real, very real. And I just appreciate you.
Yeah, but Rose, you were so gallant. Brave and strong at Cal State and in the community and in Denver, where you are right now in Colorado. And words can't express the love and appreciation and respect I have for you and the JAMA 2 movement at Cal State Long Beach, but especially you with the Revolutionary Sisters that were supposed to be nonviolent, you know, and it was just an excellent, run we have had in electing and you being the president of the Black Studies Student Association and all the other things, and especially your recruitment of other students to get into the movement. You were all over the campus telling people to come to classes or come to programs, and you were one of the founders of the Black Consciousness Conference. When we was coming back on the plane, we decided from a conference,
yes,
from the State of the Race Conference, and we said, let's start our own conference. We took a bunch of students to that conference, and you were one of them, even though the turbulence.
I'll wait for you to get to that part.
Fun on that plane.
Y'all, I acted a fool on that plane. I thought we were going to crash.
It was beautiful. Thanks, Rose, for the comments, and thank you for the support, and thanks for all you continue to do with your news program, educational program on TV in Denver, and your national recognized nonprofit dealing with disciplining Black children and other forms of educational inequities toward Black children. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if you're part of that 60s, 70s, 80s BSU, and you are CSULB family and you want to use that raise hand feature so I can call up on you and so you can say some words to Professor Ra. I'm seeing some. Is that, and if I mispronounce some names, I'm going to need some grace. Is that Andrea?
Yes, it's Andrea, but Andrea, you were sister. So close. You were so close.
How are you doing?
I was in the same cohort as Rose, like the late 70s, early 80s. And, you know, I showed up on the campus just knowing that I needed to connect with some Black folks. And at some point, it's, of course, it was BSU. And it was my pleasure to serve as the secretary, I think, under Ijao, who is here on the call as well. Yeah. And so the way that you poured into us, consciousness is it's not even enough to express how it becomes a part of our DNA. And I've gone on to work in public health and I train providers who work with our people. And everything that you instilled in me helps me to help others center us in a way that supports our dignity and our advancement. And I got that from you. You showed me how to center us and advocate for us and fight for us and be a revolutionary in spaces when sometimes we're the only Black face there. So I thank you for giving me the fortitude to stand up for Black people wherever I am. And you are amazing. You are a legend. And I count myself blessed to be able to have come and be touched by you. So congratulations.
You must be kind, Andrea. And you made a major contribution as VSU secretary, but as a student there. But I learned a lot from you and a lot from all the students. As Rasha P always say and Brother Hendrick, you know, we have to listen to the students and try to, you know, win their hearts and minds by listening and giving them respect for their thoughts and their practices and express our appreciation for them to make a commitment to do better, make life better for all humanity. And we deeply appreciate that. All right. You take care now. And keep doing what you're doing. Standing
God
up.
Bless you.
We're going to go to Brother Robert Johnson, Ijao Uden Taliba.
Mom. Ama dede, ama dede, opa.
Brother Johnson, the floor is yours.
That was different. Hey, look here, Professor Ra and I go back. I always like to tell the story about how I first met and Ra. You remember that? From the humanities building?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, these fools was about to take my head, but they had a... Man, this must have been 73, 74, something like that. There was a, we had Black History Week. Was it a month yet? And somebody from the, from Upward Bound or EOP had got me to, you know, they wanted us to do a program. So they asked me to read some poetry. And so the way I was feeling back in those days, I was going to read some last poets. And I thought it was real apropos my first few weeks there at the university to read The White Man's Got a God Complex. So in my youth and bravado, I decided to get in front of all these white folks. There was some Black folks in there too, but some white folks who were getting quite upset when they were listening to the poem. And so a group of them started rushing forward towards me, and I had the podium in front of me and nothing else. I was on like on the steps. Mm-hmm. And as these, it was like three or four guys who were about to rush me, all of a sudden they stopped, they froze, and they were looking up, or they were looking not at me, but kind of over my shoulder. And I happened to turn around and I see this brother in a black leather coat,
tall, stately brother, and he had a little bowler hat, and he didn't look like he was playing that day. I didn't have any idea who that brother was, but I was so happy to see him. You just don't know, because I didn't know if I should throw the podium and run or what. But I figured I had to get to know this brother. And it was Amon Ra back then, Sleepy Montgomery. But
don't wake him up. Please let him sleep.
Oh shoot! Well, when you woke up, brother, it was like thunder. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because all the things that we did when we had the Black Panther Party chapter there, we were using resources from Cal State Long Beach to provide some of these programs and some of the things that were going on. And Amon Ra was a great help there. But more importantly, for anybody who was there during that time, he was actually the heart of resistance, you know, at Cal State Long Beach during that time. If you had questions or you wanted to know what was going on, he was one of the brothers you went to. There was a couple of others. There was, I can't think of Duren's first name, who was in Upward Bound. But
Donald Duren.
Donald Duren. We would talk to Donald Duren. We would talk to, Doug Robinson, a few other folks. But Amon Ra, steady, radical leadership. You know, at that time on campus, we had Etheridge Knight, and I was blessed to be able to take his class, which helps me. I mean, one of the reasons I'm a writer today. We had Sonia Sanchez, and we had Amon Ra. So, I mean, imagine what we were able to have during that time in the mid-70s, mid to late 70s. And Ra, I just want to thank you, man, because you didn't have to do that. You could have just went on, did the academic thing and took your check and went home. But I would see you working with students. I would see you not just being a more than a mentor. You became friends with a lot of people. And I like to count myself as one of them.
You are, brother. You are, Ra. And Robert, you and Denifu, Kareem, at that time was leading the BSU at that time. You brought Gil Scott. you put a lot of radicalism in the movement also from your history, and we deeply appreciate that you have elevated yourself to a fantastic author and speaker, and you're always in the community working with the Black History Society. For Compton, and we deeply appreciate your contribution, because although people today see you as a writer and a lecturer and a contributor intellectually to interviewing people and things of this nature, but you also have a background as a true soldier of the movement, just like Rose, true soldiers, and Andrea. You're a true soldier, and we deeply appreciate your contribution also.
We appreciate you every day.
Thank you. We got Brother Henson, then we go into Sister Taliba.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Greetings, Abari Ghani. Great to be on this line with Professor Ra. Great man and doing great things, continuous, and you've been truly an inspiration to me, Professor Ra, and how you made an impact in my life. But when I first walked up on a campus out of Oakland, California, to Cal Snakes Long Beast, and I wanted to basically, just as Andrea talked about, my sister, connect with my people. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because as I was walking along through the lecture hall, right up that little breezeway where the EOP was and all of those places, and one of the first people to pull me in was Brother BT, Barry Thomas, when I was a freshman. And he, you know, we've just been tight ever since. The brother pulled me into the Black movement, the Black programs, EOP and everything. And that's where I met you, Professor Raw, and where you stood as a Black man in unity. And just because I was just seeking my people, it's like I'm going to this white institution. I'm looking for my folks. And for those, you know, my government name is Lionel Henson. But let me just say that I was given that traditional African name at one of our naming ceremonies of Ijau. And Ijau means a gift in Swahili. If the people saw me as a gift, but I saw you as a gift to the community, a gift to the school, Professor Raw. Yes. And so it was important that we embrace the culture. And you walked around in traditional African attire, representing the culture every time I saw you. I never saw you in the European garb or anything like that. So that was a representation of embracing the culture. And I had opportunity to work with all of the sisters, Sister Rose and Sister Jinja and Masharike and so many people there, which made a difference in my life. And so it just, my time came around, you know, that I would become the Black Student Union president. And I believe that was in 81. I pledged the fraternity, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. And during that time, there was a lot of segregation amongst the fraternity sororities, whereas, like I said, I embraced the Black student movement first because we were Black students first before we were alphas or kappas, omegas or sigmas or any of that, or AKAs, deltas, whatever. We were Black students first. So that's where the spirit of the umbrella organization came into being, that if you're a Black student, then you fall under this umbrella. Doesn't matter if you're a Black engineer or a Black accountant or Black this or Black that or Alpha, Cab, Omega, you're a Black student first. So we push to move away from this separation because it's a separation that keeps us destroyed. So we had to come together in unity. And I was happy to see that after I became a member of Omega Psi Phi and still got elected to be the president of the Black Student Union, and it brought in all of the other organizations under that umbrella of Black Student Union. So that was a positive thing. And I thank you for being the advisor, Professor Roy, advising all of those students, all of us, no matter what direction we came with, no matter where we was coming from. And you helped so many students to keep their grades, to keep them off of academic probation. Because there were so many students that wanted to just have a good time and not focus on their education. So you were definitely a pillar in that area. Fortunately for me, I was able to keep my balance and keep my academics together and get through it. And so the important thing is to possibly continue to impact the lives of our people. And you have done it and shown that in all of your endeavors as a city councilman, as a professor, as a mentor, as when we stood on the front lines against the death and the murder of Ron Settles, you stood stalwart, brother. Put your head up strong, and I stood right there with you, and all of us stood with you because as students, we was learning life. So we still had that fight in us, and I still have it in me, even at 65 years old. I'm still fighting, struggling. So I just want to say also, I've been instrumental in helping to develop, because of your leadership, another organization in Los Angeles called Black Men Build. It's a national organization. I came and spoke on your podcast before about it, and Rasha Key has attended also with me a few times. But yeah, Black Men Build, we just want to positively impact the lives of Black men and create a space where Black men can come together in a men's circle in a judgment-free zone and get things off their chest and talk about what they're going through in life. And you'd be surprised how many of our people are just struggling with different energies and different things going on, but we still continue to push on. So I thank you for some of those things, brother. And my goal has always been to help keep our young Black males out of the prison industrial complex. And, you know, I even teach now in the Long Beach Unified School District. And young Black males, when I tell them that I'm working to keep you out the prison industrial complex, they ask me, well, what does that mean, Mr. Henson? I say it means to keep you out of jail. And that's the goal, to keep these young Black men out of the prison industrial complex or jail so they can have a productive life. And so I thank you, brothers, for your work and your continued support in the community and in our people. Much love to you, Professor Ra. Asante Sana, brother.
Asante to you, brother, and your contributions as the first BSU president and president of the fraternity at the same time. But above all, you had a crisis when some young brother shot you, and you still loved the young brothers. You understand, tried to get you at the gas station, and you still working with young people. But a lot of people, you said, I'm out, you know. But your contributions are at Long Beach with Ron Settles. Before that, we had Roland Peterson that was shot, and we had Sheila Ringer that was murdered at Long Beach Memorial Hospital. We had many demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Wilkins.
Yes, sir.
And we stood up.
Don't forget Tartier Reedus.
Yes, sir.
We stood for all of them people.
And so, Eula Love. I remember Eula Love. We was protesting when they shot her. She had a knife or something. You know, I remember that struggle. We were still struggling, brother.
Yeah, carried it on, brother. And I didn't know that she had went to Compton High.
Wow. Okay.
But it was a beautiful thing. And thank you again, Ijal, for all your work.
Yes, sir.
And your commitment to developing you. We deeply appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Mother Frat Brother, your son, Brother Omar, of a member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. To the good bros, Q Psi. Keep up the great work, black man.
Yeah.
You. We're going to go to Sister Taliba. If there are other people outside the family who would like to say some words to Professor Raw, please use the raise hand feature. If not, after Sister Taliba, we'll go to family. But if you want to say some words to Professor Ra, please use the raise hand feature so we can call up on you. My good Sister Taliba, one of my friends.
Hey.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. Hey, Kumba. First of all, I just want to say I love Professor Ra. I wouldn't be where I am today without him. I think my years at BSU at Long Beach State were rich. Like, I still maintain contact with people from Long Beach State. Those are Jama too forever. And part of that was because of Professor Ra. And when I took that Black Studies class, the first time I was like, oh my gosh, I'm home. You know, before that, it was like, okay, I'm just going to survive here. But every year, every semester, I took at least one Black Studies class so I could see Professor Ra and get that knowledge. And it has amazingly paid off. I mean, I'm still in education. I'm in the education system. I deal with discipline. And so I am that voice for our Black students when they want to suspend them, when they want to expel them. It's like, no, let's look at some of the options, you know. But I contribute all that to my professors, especially Professor Ra at Long Beach State. You gave me the courage and the confidence to just be an advocate for our community and for people in our community everywhere. So I'm in Atlanta now, or outside of Atlanta, but I work in Atlanta. And even though we got a bunch of Black people here, a lot of them, they could benefit from taking some Black Studies classes. because they're not always advocates for us, you know. And I just appreciate you. I love you and I appreciate you. And it's so good to see you. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish you well.
I want to thank you for your contributions also with here in education. And wherever you go, I know you're going to do your thing with regards to representing us as a people in the spirit of Jama too, in the spirit of all the people that you were around when you was at Cal State Long Beach. A lot of students, when they travel and they get in conversations with people, they would tell them, you must have went to Long Beach State because we drill consciousness in the people to speak truth to our people when and wherever they can. So we deeply appreciate you, Tevin. All right.
Are there any other folks before we go to family who want to say some words to Amin Ra? Once we go to family, after family, we're closing out. So if you are a person who wants to say something to Patrick, is that you?
Yes.
Man, you better open your mouth and say something. floor is yours, Pete, brother Hall.
Can you hear me, brother?
Hashim, I can hear you.
You can hear me.
Yes.
Raw, I love you, man.
I love you.
I love Raw, really, for Vamar. I got to Long Beach State, so the power of what was put together at Long Beach State would never, I don't, you know what? I haven't found anything like it. I have not found anything like it. And there was a period in my life where I got distant from the whole Jamaatu concept and I lost myself. I felt the detachment, it was a loss. And I went through some things. And, you know, as I come back, I found myself reaching for those principles and reaching for those ideas that, you know what I mean? That's not just life-changing for me, but life-changing for other people. You know, I'm doing good today. You know what I mean? I'm being of service. You know, I'm helping to save lives every day. And, but, you know, first of all, you had everything to do with that. I remember coming to Long Beach State. I was a freshman. I didn't know my head from my head from my behind. And the only thing that set me straight was sitting in your classroom. I was coming from the projects. The only thing I knew how to do was fight. Fight and act a fool. And I sat up and you brought me, you know, the message you brought to me was a message, man, was of life, man. I appreciate you. I love you, brother.
I appreciate you, Patrick. We all do. Because you were a major player at Long Beach as president of the BSU. And you were a lot of young men when you were there. And even though you may have went through a few changes, you turned it around. I mean, I want to thank Brother Stan Jackson. Well, remember, I talked to both of y'all on the phone the other day, and his role in keeping you busy and keeping you working and keeping you afloat. And Stan's a great realtor in Compton and in the L.A. area. We're president of the Black Realtor thing, so he's conscious. And his brother was Victor.
Right.
Victor Jackson was like my security when I was there. You know, he wouldn't let nobody. I'd speak at the one of them stages at the Long Beach in front of the bookstore. And them white folks get upset. Victor stood up.
Mm-hmm.
One was coming at me. Victor got between me and him. No, you can't come here. Yeah, right. Victor was big. And so I really appreciate y'all for the support and the protection and the security that y'all put around me. We would not have been as strong if it wasn't for the students.
That's right.
Black studies would not have started if it wasn't for the students. Black studies would not be here today if it wasn't for black students. You understand? We laid a foundation. Other people build on it, and they changed a lot of things. You know, African studies, whatever that is. And y'all, the ones that demonstrated, jammed the deans who tried to fire us, and jammed the presidents. We went through five presidents while we was up at Cal State Long Beach. And you were a part of that movement, Patrick. And we deeply appreciate you. And I'm glad you are rolling now. And you look good. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you. Once again, before we go to family, if there are other folks who want to share something with Professor Raw, either use the raise hand feature. If you can't find your raise hand feature, come off mute and briefly say a few words.
We have a sister making it happen, and then Stan Jackson.
Okay.
Greetings, family. What's up, everyone? They call me Sister Making It Happen. My name is Moya Fune Shabazz. Greetings, Professor Amin-Ra. Greetings, family. So I'm from the other side. I'm from Cal State LA, but you guys, Cal State Long Beach, put it down always, forever, the best. And so I'm really grateful to be in your midst of some fabulous individuals. And thank you so much for all the hard work that you've done, Professor Amin-Ra, to be an example for us. So, yeah, we're here. And so the call is for us to keep pushing and do the work. And the baton has been passed to us. So let's stay connected. Let's build that wealth, protect that wealth, preserve the wealth, and take care of each other. Peace and wealth.
And deeply appreciate you, sister, making it happen. Because you are making it happen. And you've been a good soldier of truth. and working with women issues and health issues and all the things. You were one of the first also on our show, on our Zoom cast, and you made some excellent presentations, and we deeply appreciate you, and it's good to know that you still still moving strong. Just keep on pushing.
Thank you.
All right.
Brother Jackson.
Greetings. I am so elated that I was able to get on and see you, Professor Raw, and thank you for everything. And thank all of you guys, because I just found out about the event yesterday when I was with Brother Patrick. And Professor Raw is, you said family. He's like family to me, you know. I did not know that Professor Raw at first. I just knew of Sleepy. I didn't know he was Amir Professor Raw. And I'm a fellow Apache, and I followed his footsteps at Centennial. And when he got to Cal State Long Beach, I went to Cal State Fullerton, but I never could make it to school because I was always up in Long Beach protesting when they did what they would go for Rob Settle. So I was up there, and I just thought I made a bad decision not going there, because all of my friends were there, and whatever they was putting out with the Black Studies, it was something that was unheard of out there at Fullerton. But I got an opportunity to meet Raw and to know him real special, close relationship with my father, close relationship with my brother Victor, took care of my brother Victor, and my brother Victor loved Raw. My parents love him, my mama love him. And the things that he's done, I've just been trying to be a blessing and a benefit to his life like he was for my life. And it's just amazing. In my journey after college, and I've always tried to, whenever they talk about Black history or things of that nature, that's the foremost authority that I know. And I reach out for him, and he always shows up for me. You know, I'm just letting you know, Raw, you know how much I care for you. You know how much my mom and dad care for you. And they miss you, and I miss you. And the way you guys took care of my little brother, Victor, man, nobody could have did it better. You, Thibidi, Reggie Wilder, Quayle Manch, all of them, y'all took care of my brother. And I'm so grateful for the relationship. And whatever you need, you know you can give me a holler. And I love each and every one of y'all. Thank you.
And Brother Stan, he's been a little shy. Brother Stan is an activist. And he knows that finance, and he knows how to get your house mortgage, because I got mine mortgaged through his company, and I didn't have no credit. And I don't know how he did it, but he got it done. I want to deeply appreciate this brother for his mastery of the real estate business and refinancing business, because he is sharp on that. And he knows how to package your loans and how to, he has connections throughout the real estate area, but at the same time, his father, I used to golf with his father, and the whole family is just a loving family. He had a daughter that went to Harvard, and another daughter that's in Europe or something, doing something. But he is an amazing brother that spent time with his kid, deeply involved with him. And that's why I respect him so much. Yes. Thanks, Dan, for your words.
Thank you. Once again, before we go to family, is there anyone else who want to share some words with Professor Raw? Because we're going to end with family. Is there anyone else who wants to share some words before we go to family? All right. Grandkids, use the raise hand feature. I think I see Majay. Thought I saw Javion. Grandkids up first. Majay, you want to go? Javion, why don't you go?
Okay, it's an honor to talk to you guys. I'm a little under the weather. I don't even know where to start. This guy's been amazing all throughout my life. I'm going to try not to get emotional, but I had dreams of going pro, and he put the ball in my hand to, like, really take it seriously. My grandfather was an amazing athlete.
And like, I he had to take care of his family to keep it short. And it's just so much that I've learned from him. Every time I talk to him, I'm learning new things about him, about Black history. As a kid, he took me to the Martin Luther King Parade, where I was actually in the Martin Luther King Parade. So like, not a lot of kids can say that type of things. It's so many things. One time I was cleaning out his house. He had a little office space he wanted me to clean out. And I'm going through his pictures and I see Ice Cube with him. Like, I'm like, granddad, like, you was with Ice Cube. Like, dang, like, that's crazy. So there's so many things that I could talk about. He introduced me to Dr. Karenga. We used to go to Crenshaw and have meetings. And the meetings were so wholesome. Like, I never felt so, like, culturally involved. Never felt so proud to be a Black man. There's so many other things I can say, man. I've never had a chance to actually say things like this to my grandfather. Because when I was younger, I had to move out to the IE. I am from the inner city, but out here, it's a lot different. Being Black out here, you deal with a lot of racism, a lot of people disrespecting you. So, you know, being from side where my grandfather's from, he made it proud to wear the skin and be who I am. And so many other things I could say. But I just want to say I love him. I appreciate you. I also want to start my own, like, non-fundable or profit organization out here to get more kids to be more consciousness about, you know, where they come from. A lot of kids out here, they do not know the things that, you know, are just valuable to them, that because it's just, we get blinded. Like a lot of people were talking about it when I was listening to earlier about losing basically who you are. So I want to do that. I just want to, if I could shed like a couple years off my life to give you 100 more, I would, you know. I love you. I remember just going up to Compton College and having shootouts, and you would torch me. You make 100 in a row, so like, you know. So I just I don't. It's words can't explain the love I have for you. It's an honor to be your grandson. It's amazing, you know.
Let me just tell you this, Javion. I love you too, brother, and you have come a long way. And you've done some amazing things. You were a great athlete. And the last time we had a shootout, you shot me. So I'll never remember. When you get a butt kick, you always remember.
Yeah.
Me out. You and Jamal shot me out. So, but it was fun. And you know, and I like buying you your favorite meal over there.
The chicken.
Yeah. And just coming to see you wherever you were at and whatever you were doing. And
always
appreciate you, man.
Always a great time.
And we really are proud of what you're doing now. Just keep doing what you're doing.
And just to give a little insight, go ahead.
Get back into coaching or refereeing, get in shape, and get back into the athletics, because you can reach a lot of young people that way.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to tell a little side note that I deal with mental health issues. I want to be an activist for that too. I'm bipolar, schizophrenic, and I deal with social anxiety. So there's a lot of people that don't even know they have mental illnesses. I didn't know until it was late into my life. So I also want to talk about that and just leave your legacy behind gratefully, you know?
All right. You already have, son, grandson. Thank you. Don't even worry about that.
Appreciate it.
We love you, man. Keep
me
up.
Me too.
Well, look like grandson two is up. Floor is yours.
Oh, you talking about me? I was like, who? I just want to start off by saying, like, I don't even know how to follow that up. Javion trying to get me emotional. Grandpa, I love you. I appreciate you. Like he said, like, my fondest memories of basketball have been with you. I know you used to get mad at us if we had the little clown basketballs. You'd be like, that ain't no real basketball. And then just memories of just your legacy being everywhere. Everywhere I went growing up, somebody would bring up your name. I remember you showed up to one of the basketball camps and it was like, oh, your grandfather, Professor Roy? Oh, I didn't even know that. Like, that's happened to me like countless of times through life. And like Javion said, he got the same stories, us being together. And I appreciate you showing how to, hold your family together, being the leader of your family, teaching grandkids, kids how to be, what to be, how it is to be a man, looking out for your family countless of times, having each other's back, teaching us how to be a village, holding us all together, bringing us together, like a community base as a family. It's just been, it's been an honor for you to be my grandfather, honestly. And yeah. And y'all trying to get me emotional. I ain't trying to do all that. And I love everything about you, man. Like, you definitely are one of the greats, for sure.
You must be kind. And I want to say this, Jamal. Thank you for my first great granddaughter, London.
Oh, yeah. She's right here. London.
Yeah. And I want to thank you and your wife for bringing me and Abakia, our first great baby. And second, your mom and your grandma, your father, your grandfather, Percy Anderson, was a legend in Long Beach. He was president of the NAACP, and he was the one that finished the monument for Martin Luther King out of his pocket. And even though his wife got mad at him, he still did it. And and I learned a lot from him and about family and about life. And I just want to say, I like what you're doing. You're working with and keeping your daughter together. And you always attend our Kwanzaa events and our family reunions. You be right there. And Jamal, Javion, when he can make it. And we will hope that we see you at the next Kwanzaa event that's coming up soon. All right, then, brother. Love you, too. All right. Thanks. And your wife and my great-grandbaby.
I love you, too. Love you, too.
All right.
We're going to go to Ms. Jay.
Well, let me put the camera on. Can you guys see me?
Yep, we can see you.
What can I say? What can I say? It's a lot of things I can say. I am Amin's raw third. I'm his first great, his first granddaughter. And the third oldest, and I would love to say that I am my grandfather's favorite headache. And I hold that badge very proudly, but I appreciate my grandfather very much. He very much gave me my independence as a woman, and actually taught me how to be independent and not to rely on anyone. I will say that a lot of my success in my older age has been to my grandfather. He has helped me go back to school. As well as my mom as well, has been extremely supportive. He knows everybody. Knowing everybody works out very well. And I appreciate him stepping into that father role. I did not grow up with my father. And I'm happy I didn't, because I was able to be blessed with a man like that in my life. And I love you, Pop.
I love you too, granddaughter. And you are my headache. But it's a good headache. Not a bad today. It's just a question of just, like you say, you want to be independent. You are independent. That's for sure. But we deeply appreciate you for being working hard and getting your life together and doing the things you're doing. And we just deeply appreciate and we admire you in many ways, Majay. And you don't know how much we admire your accomplishments and your achievements. And we just want you to keep on pushing.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any other grandchildren that may be on without their names or this, that, and the other? We can use the raise hand feature. If not, we're going to go to Danielle Raw, followed by Regina Edmondson.
Hey, I'm here. It's Jared. It's
hey, Jared, go ahead. You first.
Yeah, sorry, I'm driving, but this is emotional because my brother started off and got me all emotional. But I just want to say, Grandfather, I love you so much. You are the anchor of our family, and you've done so much in all of our lives. And it shows throughout my mom as well, in the way that she carries herself and how knowledgeable she is. And I know that it comes from you. So I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you, and everything that you've done has helped so much in our lives, just as far as in my career and my success and things like that. So I've learned how to be real. I've learned how to be strong. I've learned how to be a fighter. With all of the things that you've instilled in us at a young age, watching you train my brothers, help my brothers, and help our family just be strong, and even our men as well, watching you guys just growing up and seeing how to be a man, it has shown me so much. And I'll always remember that, keep it close to my heart. And I know that I can always count on you for anything, whether it's financial, whether it's love, whether it's support. You've always came through. And I just appreciate you. And I appreciate you for having my mom's back and all of her siblings back. And you're just the best. It's nothing else to say. You're just great. You're amazing. And I appreciate you.
And I want to tell you, Jared, you are amazing also, being an entrepreneur out there in Atlanta by yourself, and you've been successful as a makeup artist and as a dress artist for many celebrities. They fly you all over the world to go and help them get dressed and ready for photo shoots. You package their images and things of this nature. You're multi-talented and multi-skilled, and we deeply appreciate all that you have done and how you've been able to stay out there in Atlanta and keep on pushing and keep on being successful. And we deeply appreciate all that you have done, and you're an example for other young people to follow. That independence, is nothing wrong with it. And don't be scared to travel, and don't be scared to go out on your own and take risks like you did in starting your own businesses and doing the things that you're doing. And we really find you to be very remarkable. And remarkable. And all our grandchildren are remarkable. But you're remarkable in the way that you are. And we deeply appreciate you.
Any other grandkids on with a different name, come off mute. Floor is yours. Any other grandkids? All right, with that, let's go to Danielle Raw, and then followed by Regina Edmondson. Then we'll go to the kids, and then we close out with Professor Raw.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say, I have a quick little story. About 2 weeks ago, I was walking my daughter to school, and another parent stopped me, and he said, "Is she a Raw?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Oh, my gosh, I know her grandfather." And he told me this big story about how he was in Professor Raw's class. And I just thought that that was so amazing. My daughter loved it. And that happens to us all the time because she goes to school in Long Beach. So somebody always knows somebody that took my father's class. So I just want to say thank you, Dad, for giving us a name worth living up to. Thank you for your legacy. Thank you for helping us raise our children in a way that they have something to look forward to. They're acknowledged and recognized because of your greatness and the legacy that you've left. And I just want to say thank you for all that you've done for us.
And Danielle, I want to thank you for being an amazing daughter and how you have raised my two grandchildren and provided for them material things and knowledge and wisdom. They're both are multi-talented and skilled, and you put effort in it. And sometimes when I'm in a travel and speaking, you're there by yourself working it, and we deeply appreciate you and your amazing mama, who's one of the best grandmamas in the world, also with regard to taking care of the kids and taking care of you and supporting you. And we deeply appreciate you, Danielle. You've been an amazing wife, an amazing mother, an amazing daughter to me and Abakia. We deeply appreciate you.
Thank you. We go to Regina Edmondson. And if there's any other family members I've missed before we go to Professor Raw children, please use the raise hand feature so I can call up on you. Regina Edmondson, floor is yours.
Hey. Pop, I love you so much. I have so much respect for you. I am so thankful for who you are and instilling who Omar is And everything that I value in him and I see in you, and I know what you have poured into him to make him the man that he is. And the love that I have for him as my husband, I know comes from you. And it's funny because one of the women that I most admire in Colorado is Dr. Rosemary Allen. And so when you say that, the impact that you have across the country is deep and wide. And just thank you so much for your contribution and for your consistently pouring into others. Thank you.
And Regina, you're amazing also. And we thank you for being such a fantastic wife to my son and a fantastic mother to to our son, my grandson, I call him that, Evan, and all the things that you're doing in Colorado. You're doing amazing things in there with the working with people and working with the project that you're on and working with the city. Every time I call, y'all are headed to an event. Coming from an event, doing something. That's one thing about Colorado. The black people there be busy, and they be making it happen. And we deeply appreciate you. Regina, and words cannot express. And we hope to see you soon coming out here. I know y'all coming out here, and we'll see you when you get here, you know. It's just a beautiful thing, the way we work the network as a family and how you've just been right in. I never missed a step. And we deeply love you.
Are there any other family members before? I don't see any hands raised. We're going to go to the children. Then after the children, we're going to turn it over to Professor Roth for closing remarks and wrap up the evening. It's been a beautiful tribute so far. First, I can't see if all the kids are on, so I'm not sure who is Shakiba on.
I don't see her.
Is Shahid on?
I don't see him.
Okay, then if that's the case, we'll go to, is Miko on?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't, see, that's why I gotta name him. Miko, the floor is yours.
Amen Ra. We go back way back since 71. You know, I can't even begin to say how much I appreciate you. You are one of the real ones. And I say that because you have been steadfast. You have been in my life. You've been steadfast, rock solid. When I've called on you, you've hit my hand and you've walked with me. And all the things that you have shown us, that you have poured into me and my siblings, you know, and today I don't see that. And I appreciate you and I love you so much. Just, I have so much I want to say. Just give me a second.
Take your time, sis.
Oh, I just appreciate you, your deep dedication to us as your children, your walk, your purpose in life, to help your community, unwilling to move, to stay right in Compton, and pour into the lives of individuals in Compton to help others, to help anybody that your path, who has crossed your path. You know, you've always been there. Just again, your commitment. I appreciate you as a father. I just appreciate your generosity, your, you know, just humbleness, you know, all the things that you've done, the tutoring that we went through. We used to go to tutoring all the time, you know, and I used to say, huh, I don't want to go to tutoring. My dad would have us there in tutoring. And I appreciate that now because we don't see those programs out there for our children the way we once did. I appreciate everything that you have instilled in me, the constant talks, the constant uplifts when I've been down, the situations that I've faced, you have been right there. And Dad, I just want to say that I just love you and I respect you and I appreciate your deep dedication and appreciation.
Well,
that's it.
Go ahead.
That's it.
I'm done. Nico, you're the oldest out of the three oldest children. And I deeply appreciate your work with your children. And your life has not been an easy one. You had to struggle through school, and you got it. Struggle to get your teacher's credential, and you got it. And I know you appreciate me, and I know you appreciate the rest of your family in your special ways. And I love you, and I love all the kids. And I'm going to be there for you and them as long as I'm on this earth. And I just want to tell you that I know you appreciate what we do for each other and what the family do for each other. It's just a beautiful thing to be close as we are. At your family reunions, you're always there. And at the other celebrations, you're always there. And we get prepared, maybe a little late, but you be there. And that's the key thing. And I just keep on doing what you're doing. Things are going to turn around. Things are going to get even better for you. Just keep on pushing like you're doing. All right.
Thank you. We're going to go to my other sister, Cherie Montgomery.
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to start off with, I have several articles about my father, and one really touches me. And one of them is, it says a tribute to Professor Amun-Ra. Professor Amun-Ra stands for a foundational pillar in the history of African American studies at Cal State Long Beach. As an early leader, educator, and visionary, he helped transform student activism into a lasting academic department dedicated to Black consciousness, culture pride, intellectual liberation. Through courses such as Black Man, Mass Media, he challenged students to think critically, embrace their identity, and understand the power of knowledge as a tool of social change. This influenced and shaped generations of students who recall his teaching as transformative, empowering, and life-defining. Professor Ra's legacy lives on not only in the department he helped build out, but the countless minds he's inspired, making him a true champion of education, culture, and community uplift. And when I think about my daddy and all the things that I've witnessed and observed, the reason why I am who I am today is because of having a father like him. To watch him work two jobs, to take care of his family, to sit in his classes, and how people looked up to him. There's not a place I don't go in the education field that people don't know him or recognize that name. And they tell me how he has inspired their lives and made an impact. And for me, as a mother of three sons, he has inspired me to be a strong mother. He has instilled, as you can tell, in my sons, so much love that he has for us. He's taught me how to love my family, to be there no matter what. There's times that as a mother, you go through things. But I just remember the conversations. Whenever I needed to hear a word of encouragement, my dad would call. And we would have these morning talks, and he would say, you got to keep your head up. You're going to be okay. And those words, I will never forget. And I just love you so much, Daddy. Thank you for always being my rock. Thank you for always inspiring me to be great. When I got my doctorate, I got it for you, because you inspired me so much to always strive for your education. I said, if I have to get a doctorate, that's what I have to do, because you inspired me to do such things as that. And I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for my parents, my mother, that were educators. I looked up to you when I was little, because I was there. He had an impact, a lecture hall full of people, and everybody was so inspired by him. And so at even at the age of 10, going in those lecture halls and how people would just talk to you, and you inspired so many people. And I just want to tell you that I love you and thank you for just being my dad.
And thank you for being my daughter, Cherie. You're the first one to earn an academic doctorate. We have I have a sister that's a pharmacist and a niece that's a surgeon. They're doctors. But at the same time, you were the one to pursue. Everybody else got masters, but you kept on going. And but you know, a lot of them had to work and take care of them kids they were having. And you did it while you were taking care of your kids. And you've done an amazing job with Javion, Jared, and Jamal as a mother, and your mother, Elaine, is always the daughter of Percy Anderson. That y'all came up with consciousness in the Anderson home, and your uncles, Percy Jr., who's a federal judge, and the other one.
Jerry.
Yeah, I can't remember all their names, but they're doing successful work, and we deeply appreciate all that you do for the family. You're always there, just like Miko and all of us. We're there for each other. Majay, Hadia, all of them, all the kids. We always there for each other, and I appreciate your closeness. Thank you again for your work.
Thank you. Amen. The floor is yours. Is Amen still on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, the floor is yours.
All right. Yeah, my computer died right before I was up. I was like, oh, no, I was over here panicking, getting back on. Man, so your technology better not mess up now. Pop.
Yeah.
I ain't talked to you in 100,000 years, man. What's going on?
I don't know.
You've been traveling all across the world doing these speeches?
Yeah.
Now your beard looking nice too, man. You got a fresh barber too?
Yeah, you.
Oh. Listen, I want to say this to you, Father, the Professor Amin-Ra, my superhero. Man, I can't tell you how much of an honor it's been to be your son. It's almost nor. I don't know. Let me tell y'all something. I'm the one that bear his same name. I'm his youngest. So a lot of my other siblings can, you know, get away with Montgomery. They can get away with their first name. I'm going through school in Compton Unified. I'm in Ross son. And let me tell you, being your son, Father, is like walking around with a cape, being born with a cape. From Compton and Long Beach, because the legacy and the super heroic wisdom that you have instilled in so many people was so powerful. Me at the age of 5, starting school, just started to build this unwavering kind of confidence in me, all because of you. Now, as a 38-year-old man, I still got to be on my T's, my cross my T's and dot my I's, because my eyes are like yours. So they see, oh, that's Amin-Ra, son, because of the power of you. When I speak, I can't tell you how many times people come and say, I'm here to let you know, please tell your father how he changed my life. I'm in New York. Please tell your father. Changed my life. Can you please let him know how he changed my life? I'm in Arizona. Can you please let your father know how he changed my life? And, you know, what I would tell you, Pop, is you showed me how to love. You showed me how to provide, how to be a protector. And what I can tell you is this, like, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you did it, and I don't know how you do it. Because you're dealing with multiple personalities. You're dealing with so many people that depend on your wisdom, your guidance, your love. That's why I call you the superhero. Mm-hmm. Being your son, man, I still say, I don't know. Y'all, let me tell y'all. He used to wake us up at 4:30 in the morning. Miko, you remember that? 4:35 in the morning. and he would have his two fingers, and this is how he would wake us up, y'all. He would put his two fingers on our nose and twist it, and he would say, "Are you a man or a mouse?" Remember that, Daddy?
Yeah.
Are you a man or a mouse? And this is how he woke us up, because this was the time we could spend time with him. It was either 5 in the morning or you stay up late. So I would say, "Oh man, I'm gonna see my dad." But dang it, man, I gotta wake up. So he would come in and I had to say I'm a man. But I have my fair days, Papa, saying I was a mouse. Right? I say so much of your sayings, man. I remember growing up just how much I was so rebellious towards so much that you were saying. And how now, you know, my father would say, "Son, change the world, son. Don't allow the world to change you." I say that every day now. He said, "You may not feel that you're in a war, son, but you better know that you're at war." I may be getting them, right? I'm telling my kids the same thing you're telling me now, Pop. Pull your pants up, son. Look like a ball player. And I just want to tell you this, man, you one of them ones, you know. God did something making you. He put it all in making you, because this is what you, and this is not even a fraction of the impact that you made. I just want to say, you know, I think you inspire us all. You know, the ability for you to still stay in contact and call. I don't know how you do it with the Rolodex. You call it 2,500 people, 25,000 people. Every man, if we were still in the days when you had to pay for minutes, your minutes would be up, because you get it to everybody. But you are undeniable when it comes to your love for family. So much that I got the Nguzo Saba inked on me. Mm-hmm. I love you, Father. You are a legend. You are legendary. You have left a legacy. You are a legacy. And just know, like, man, across the world, you made the Amin Ra name. Yeah, you got some folks saying Amin Ra. No, you made Amin Ra. You made that. That specialness in the United States and Compton and Long Beach State. Man, you did a number. So I love you. We'll always love you. And can I say this? I would be remiss if I didn't say this. Rashaki, thank you, brother. I want to thank you for taking the time to build this show for 5 years with my father, to allow him to continue to have the space to provide wisdom, to speak, and to hold this. Because this, if you know Professor Amin Ra, speaking is what we do. Listen, I'm 38 years old. He never put his hands on me. His words were so powerful. I walk in, they walk in a room already crying, because I was like, "Oh, here we go. I'm about to get a 2-hour lecture on how I'm not ready for the future of the world," you know? But Rashaki, I just want to thank you, brother, because it gives a space for my father to memorialize his words. I go to YouTube and I can see his passion still reigning true. So thank you, brother. And Pop, you know, I love you. And look like a ball player, man. You know the point of a free throw is for it to be free now.
Yeah, don't miss and don't never miss a free throw. But let me just tell you this, son, and all the sons and daughters and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, y'all are amazing. And all of you have thrived to be the best that you can be. That's all a parent can do. And we're so lucky that nobody's we have had no major tragedies in the family. But I really appreciate you going around the country speaking. You took lecturing a higher level than me, and you got multiple skills and computers and all that. And you're an entrepreneur with your knowledge company. And it's all over the country, and soon it'll be all over the world. You have contracts with major school districts all over the country. And talking about saving kids and changing attendance. And I deeply appreciate you being in that movement. And you sponsor Kwanzaa every year. I don't know how many years it's been, but I know that you spend a lot of money celebrating Kwanzaa at your house and inviting friends and neighbors and family. And it's just a beautiful affair that you do it by yourself, you and your wife. And I deeply appreciate it. We're going to do it again this year, according to you. And even in times of inflation and craziness in the world. And I deeply appreciate that. I deeply appreciate just all the work that you've done to develop yourself. And we not only have you as Amin Ra, your son, Amin Prince Ra, named Amin Ra. And so we are pushing forward. And I deeply appreciate you wearing that name with respect and honor and achievement. And then pushing your son, little Amin Prince Ra, you Amin Mandela Ra. And it's just a beautiful thing that you and all the grandkids and kids, and we stick together and we do check on each other. And that's the beauty of us as a family. Yeah.
All right. Well, Pops, I get a chance to close out the family section. Then we turn it to Rashiki, and then we begin to close out. First, I just want to say thank you for giving me family. I have amazing siblings who I love so much. When I was there last week, got a chance to ride up to your house with an hour and a half with my sister Cherie, saw Miko. Got a chance to hang out with Amin. Love my sister Shakiba. Love my brother Shahid. And Jess and my stepmom, Abrakia. You have blessed me with family. That's number one. Second, you blessed me with a second family. You took me to Cal State Long Beach. And I got a chance to be a part of the JAMA 2 family. Got a chance to be BSU president. Got a chance to put on a consciousness conference that you started, was able to bring in speakers so that we could uplift our people. The fact that you developed the institution that was talked about earlier, where you had your students go back and give to the community and tutor kids so that they could be future revolutionaries. You built institutions. Your class was an institution builder. That's why you have so many people, when Amin Jr. traveled around the country, saying that your father gave me life, gave me consciousness, made me proud to be Black. That's why we're celebrating you today. I wouldn't be the man I am. I always tease you and say, you curse me. Why do I say that? I tried to run away from every movement. I tried to run away from education. I tried to run away from every single thing. But I couldn't run from my calling. I couldn't run from uplifting our community. I couldn't run from being an activist. I couldn't run from being an educator. And I just want to say every single thing that you have taught me has made me a better father, has made me a better husband, has made me a better person, has made me a better leader. Beyond the fact of all of us saying that you are a hero, you have been an amazing father. And without you, there wouldn't be us. I love you. Thank you for everything you've done. And Pops, the floor is yours.
All right. First of all, I want to thank Brother Rashiki for putting this together, along with the rest of our team that has been in existence for 5 years. And we want to encourage any of you to have a comment. We've had Robert Johnson on the show. We've had an author and a true revolutionary back in the day in the 70s. And any of you who want to come and talk and speak, just contact us. We got space for you. And we want to reach out. Rasha Keith did this as an educational platform. And so that's what we do. And I want to also say how much I love the kids, my grandkids, and I appreciate every word they said. But also, Kuma, when you was coming up, you didn't have it easy. And I remember when Evan came out, and I took him and showed him where you used to live in that little back house, one room. And now he see where you are today. You understand? I used to take the kids for a ride through the homeless shelters and things of this nature so they appreciate their houses. I take them downtown. We had family meetings all the time. You understand? Going to the green room, everybody in there. And I'm going to set up a meeting for the grandchildren very soon. You know, another one. I've been having them, but I got to have another one. And we always got each other back. But I deeply appreciate you and Regina. You out in Colorado. You, Rose, and Regina, them are turning it on its heels as far as standing up for Black people. You're president of the NAACP out there, and you're fighting for every time the police shoot somebody, you're on the set, and you're having your continent. Now you're a statewide president, officer in the NAACP, and I appreciate all your work. And I appreciate you being a young man. I know you just lost your auntie, and you still got that calmness about you and that smoothness about you, and I deeply appreciate that because Ira Fountain was a good person, and I loved her just like you loved her. She was really smooth out of the sisters, and I just want to say how much I appreciate your words and the impact I've had on you. And I want to tell each and every one of these kids, they all had an impact on me. And I got a story for each of them. You understand, as far as how they had to get out of some issues. And we worked together and got them out of those issues to keep on pushing. So I deeply appreciate your words, son. Yeah.
Well, Rashiki, the floor pops. However you want to close it out, we're at the end.
Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody's participation. This community education network platform is inspired by Professor Ron in the Black Studies Department in the BSU, Long Beach State. It's a way to make a continued contribution to, you know, the upliftment of us, to make us better than what we are and keep striving for that. So I appreciate everybody. And it's amazing how Ra just divert the attention back to everybody else. It's about him, and then he turns it back on us. So that just shows you how, you know, that's grand humility. So just it's a beautiful thing. And I ditto everybody. He just touched countless lives. I'm one of them that was in a low state in my life, and all of a sudden Professor Ross shows up. I'm at Long Beach State playing basketball, and I finished playing basketball, and I'm still a junior school-wise. And then all of a sudden, I go to Compton College to take a few courses, and there's Professor Ross. I didn't even know he was there. That shows you how out of touch I was back then. But he said a few words to me, turned my whole life around. So I'm in that pool of all the lives that he touched. So it's just whatever I could do for Ra, I do it, you know, so it's all good. But Professor Ra, you can take us out, but I know we have, we got Karanga coming next week, you guys.
Dr. Karanga is going to talk about
Kwanzaa
and the philosophy of Kwanzaa and how he created it.
And then we also have Brother Chiwara coming, another brother that's a deep, deep thinker. So, yeah, it's beautiful. What we have going on here is excellent, and everybody's a part of it. So it's a one big old community. So, Professor Rod, any last words before we go out on another one of these songs?
Yeah, I just want to say how much I really love that song. Man, I'm gonna play that all day.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, excuse me with this cold I got. just want to tell y'all that, you know, how much I appreciate everybody and all the warm words and recognition and all the people that came on, took time to be out, be on Zoom with us tonight. I know time is different for some people, but I really appreciate it. And I can't even express how humble I feel about your words and your content and your comment. And I just want to say that the struggle continues. It's not easy thinking and practicing Black time, because that's what the system has done to us as a people, to get away from who we are as a people. We are the moral vanguard of the world. We're the ethical vanguard of the world. And all you have to do is go back to our prehistory and ancient history writings and signs and symbols and how we built the first family and social unit into a social unit. Families used to have incest, they were raping, fighting, you know, cannibalism, all kinds of stuff. But we changed that around. And the role of women building the thatch huts and doing the things that they did. And I just want to say this. I could not have done the things I've done, with, especially in the 70s, if it don't be for Abigail, my wife. She's my caretaker now. And she was the one that really helped all the kids, embraced my kids that she didn't have with me, my three oldest kids. And then we have three kids together. But she's always been there for me. And I deeply appreciate her and her family. And Rasha Key, my words cannot express how much I appreciate you creating this platform, because it keeps my mind going. I look forward. I told you that the other day. I said, brother, I'd probably have Alzheimer's if it wasn't for this program, because of my health. It's not what I would like for it to be. And I'd like to tell Kumba, and Lil Amin, and all y'all do more for me by supporting, calling, answer support. And
which paper are you talking about? I haven't given anybody about a paper. No, they just fired her.
Oh, thanks.
They just fired her.
Mute your phone.
Okay, but I won't keep y'all this late. I just want to say I hope y'all tune in, and you have an open invitation on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We always have conscious things. And Jen J, you know, I see you, baby. And you always was there with your reggae self. And so we deeply appreciate that. So,
Rasha, beloved, my beloved brother, Professor Amin Ra, you are the one. Tell your sons, here's another one that you set straight from the first day I walked into your class. Yeah, right. Well, I give thanks. I see Lionel here, Rose is on here. I mean, it's only you.
And you will be the president yourself, you know? So we appreciate everybody. Okay,
we got Shakiba just joined us, so we got to hear from her.
Where's Shakiba?
She just came on. There she is.
Shakiba?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, sis. Floor is yours.
Oh, well, I just wanted to jump in and just say that we are all blessed and we are all lucky to have you and to have your wisdom and to be able to just see you continue to help others humbles us and humbles me to make sure that I try to do my best as a human being and just remain, you know, focused, helpful, thoughtful, and making sure that family does know that they are loved. So I think that those characteristics, you know, you have to give credit to where credit is due, and that would be you.
That's too kind, Shakiba. I really appreciate you and the work that you've done, the challenges you have overcome, and the things you do for Atira and my grandson and all the work that they come over here and clean up for me. And you know, when I went out and got a lawnmower because our gardener quit, and words can't tell you how much I love Zakai and Atira, and you've done a fantastic job as a single mother, and all the daughters that have done a fantastic job under the circumstances. And I just deeply appreciate what you're doing, Shakiba. You know, we only got your master's, you're a fantastic teacher, and I just appreciate y'all love, all of y'all love. Thank you very much.
All right.
Oh, thanks.
Here we go. This is another version, Ra.
Okay.
Campus green, when the truth was whispered, barely seen. They said our stories didn't belong. Try to hush our voices, saying we were wrong. But in the back of the room with a fire inside, walked Professor Ra with his head held high. Said, children, knowledge is a nation's soul. If we don't claim our history, we'll never be whole. Yeah. He stood up when the times got rough, when the doors were locked, when the road was tough. They pushed him down, but he rose again. That's why we sing the name. Your voice and say, rah, teaching truth to the young, and the world starts to bend. From the struggle came a movement, from the movement came a plan. Stand up, stand strong. I'll let Professor Rah. Students marched through the morning rain, hearts full of courage, fists full of pain. Demanding classrooms where the roots could grow, where Africa's rhythm had a place to flow. And when the leaders tried to shut it down, Ra spoke loud or wouldn't turn around. Said freedom's not given, it's learned and earned, and a fire for justice can't be overturned. He stood tall with a mighty voice, showed us knowledge is a people's choice. They tried to break him.
Nice.
Teaching truth to the young, and the world starts to bend. From the struggle came a movement, from the movement came a plan. Stand strong, like Professor Ra. On the shelf, every class we see carries dreams of the ones who believe we'd be free. And the spirit of the fight lives on and on, cause the struggle for justice makes a people strong. Oh, amen, said, child, don't you bow your head. The future is bright when the truth is spread. Oh, rah!
Ashe.
Ashe. I really appreciate that. Man, I won't vote for them, though, my Grammy.
You got it. You got it. So it's been a blast, everybody. Thanks for coming. And we're going to keep doing this.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to keep doing this. Yes.
So each one teach one in Conscious Corner. See you the next time.
All right.
All right. Peace, brothers. Hey, sisters.
I'll have you on the talk sometime, JB, on you and Jamal. Yeah. Speak about it.
Definitely.
All right.
All right. Stay strong.
I'm logged in.
Peace. Peace.
Peace, everybody.
Thanks, love you. Love you, brother Rob.
Much love, Professor Rob. Much love. Much love.
Thank you again, Jin Jay and E-Jow and all y'all. Thank you.
Peace.
Stan and Patrick and all the brothers and sisters that were on. It was amazing.
Yes. We love you.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Nothing you can do about it, brother Rob.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Y'all take care.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Excellent, Omar.
Hey, we got it done.
Man, that music was a bomb. I ain't never heard nothing like that. Both them songs.
Hey, AI ain't no joke. I've been in the lab, boy. I've been making all kind of stuff. I got a song called "The United States of Criminals Running America."
Wow!
If you go to the YouTube channel. It's on there.
All right, man. I'm gonna check it out.
I've been having a great time. I'll be making reggae. Oh my God, it's lovely.
Oh man, yeah, you did a great job with them two, man.
That was the first take. I didn't even have to do it more than once. I was like, good.
Man, I don't know how you did it, but I mean,
that AI ain't no joke, man. I've been making stuff.
Yeah,
I can't wait to get better at it.
All right, then.
All right.
Get some rest.
Omar, send me a picture, man, to put on there.
I will. All right.
Yeah, make sure it's like a JPEG. Don't send nothing too big, like JPEG or, because man, sometimes people be sending pictures and it won't fit on the. It's not the right format.
You want a picture of Pops or who you want? What picture you?
Yeah.
Want? All right, I got you. I'll get you one.
All right, when you gonna send it, man?
I'm gonna try to send it between
tonight. You can text it.
I send it between tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, wait a minute. Man, we got that picture. I already got the picture.
Oh.
Your daddy sent it. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Cool.
All right.
I know.
Thanks a lot, man. It was a good one.
All right.
Appreciate you. All right, brother.
Take care.
Peace.